We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we were speaking about the advantage of mitzvahs over Torah. We said Torah is Hashem's wisdom, and mitzvahs are Hashem's desire, Hashem's will. And even though within mitzvahs, a person can experience emotional connection to Hashem, an intellectual connection to Hashem, still, the main idea of mitzvahs is to do what Hashem desires us to do. So the maisa ha-mitzvah, the actual practical behavioral mitzvah, is connected to what Hashem really wants, Hashem's desire. And that's where we're holding. Specifically through doing the mitzvah in the physical realm is where the person connects with Hashem's desire, what Hashem really wants. Not just will, the level of will that's connected somewhat to the level of intellect, which is a lower level of will, which is the beginning of the build of the person. But we're talking about will the way it is beyond the entire build of the person, the entire conscious self, what we call the hishtalshlus of the person. Meaning to say, in addition to the fact that through mitzvahs, we build the body of Hashem, so to speak, which is called Zah, the Sviris. Says a person will do the mitzvahs and live by them. Isa Bezayah the Zayah says on that, the Oysam Atem Ksiv. When it says that they will do the mitzvahs, so it doesn't say Oysam with a Vav, but it says Atem, you. Meaning to say, Mailani Aleichem Kilu Asa Uni. Asher Yase Atem Ha'adam, meaning to say that Hashem, that I'm sorry, the human being, the people, the Yidin, will create Hashem. We will build Hashem's body. Because the mitzvahs are ramach, they are ramach mitzvahs, and ramach 248 is the gematria of 9 times, 9 3 times with the hechasadim. Not the place and time to explain what that is, but basically the mitzvahs are split into ramach and shasa, and they correspond to the limbs of the human being, the limbs of the person, for different reasons. Over here he brings the fact that the spheres are 9, and each one is times 3 for different reasons. Again, either because in each sphere there's a beginning, there's an end, and there's a middle, how it's attached to the previous, how it's attached to the next, and it itself. Or there are different stages of development, like pregnancy, then nursing, and then maturity. But in general, the mitzvahs correspond to the limbs of the person. And because through our mitzvahs, which is Hashem's will, we, so to speak, build the structure of Hashem, that's why also through doing mitzvahs, we build our own structure, meaning we give ourselves life. Also, it's brought, the Magid says, v'chai bohem, not you will live through them, or you will live with them, but you will bring life into the mitzvahs. The person adds to the mitzvahs. So in other words, what the Rebbe is bringing out is that through our mitzvahs, yes, it's true that it's all about building the structure of the Sviris and of ourselves, which is, so to speak, a lower level of Ratzin, which is attached and connected to the build of Ishtashalos. What the Rebbe is trying to get to is that mitzvahs tap into Keser, which is, as we explained, that level which is above. Tarach, Tof Reish Chof, is the same letters as Keser. And that's because there are 613 mitzvahs plus 7 mitzvahs terabanan. This attaches the person, the way they are below, to Keser, to the highest level of Hashem. Zehu gam ki mashom rezal yofesh achas b'shuva ma'isim tevim b'lam azem kol chaylam abad. This is also what Chazal tell us, that one moment of tshuva and ma'isim tevim in our world is better than the entire life experience in eilam abad. You can see the advantage of one moment of a mitzvah in our world by the fact that Chazal tell us that one moment of a mitzvah in our world, just a small moment, is greater than the entire experience of Chaya Elam Abba. The Koyi, Hein Kepirish Echad Al Gan Eden, Hein Kepirish Hasheni Al Elam Atchia. However you learn Chaya Olam Haba, whether that means the Olam HaNeshamis, or you learn that that means the Olam HaTchia, which is going to be a time when we experience a very great level of godliness, which brought about Chiyas HaMesim, still, one moment in Olam HaZeh, the way it is before Yimayis HaMashiach and Chiyas HaMesim, is greater than anything else that we can experience. Because about Olam Haba it says that Hashem is going to give 310 Olamos to each tzaddik. The Mispar Shayu Mechtzim Mispar Keser. Shay 310 is half of 620. We said 620 is Keser, those are the mitzvahs that we can tap into today. Shay Olamos is only half of that. Meaning to say that what we will experience later as a payment of what we did in our world through mitzvahs is the lower half. It's a half, and it's the lower half of keser. What's the lower half of ratzen, of keser? That's the ratzen, again, that is attached and connected, and the beginning of hishtalshalos. Not ratzen the way it is, as on its own. Through mitzvahs themselves, which is keser, as we said, it's 620. Why? Because again, a mitzvah is what Hashem desires, and again, the level of desire, the way it is detached from anything else. So, through a mitzvah, a person is tapping into the higher level of keser. It's not just that in Olam Haba we get half of keser, and now we get the other half, which is just double. No, it's a completely different experience. Because we're talking about the internal aspect of keser and the external, the superficial, which are not just two halves. They're completely different. Internal and external are completely different levels. The internal aspect of keser is completely removed from the outer aspect. Because even when you talk about any faculty, any ability, whenever you compare the internal to the external, to the superficial, you cannot compare the two. Especially when you're talking about a level like keser, that when you talk about the internal aspect and the external, the superficial, you cannot compare the two.
This
is also connected to Mashiach, because we know when Mashiach is going to come, then and only then are we going to experience the internal, the real keser, the pnimius hakeser, which just tells us obviously how different pnimius is from chitzenius, because in our world and before Mashiach we can experience Chitzenius HaKeser, but only when Mashiach comes can we experience Pnimius HaKeser, which tells us how much higher Pnimius HaKeser is. And this we can tap into through doing a mitzvah. Every single mitzvah that we can tap into that. And that's again because the lower one goes, the higher they can tap into, the higher they can reach. Mitzvahs are physical, and that's why we can tap into and reach the greatest level, the deepest level of Hashem.
I'm Shekhi Ovi in the next Shir Meretz Hashem.